Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn the Aflamet Beis of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learn about include: our Gemara will explore the sources for the 5 times that the Kohen Gadol immerses himself in the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and the 10 times that he performs Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, the washing of the hands and feet. The Gemara will also elaborate on the 5 types of Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, as well as the changing of the different Big Day Kahuna between each of one of these Avodahs. Some of the key terms and concepts we'll learn about include Avodas Hayoyim, the part of the Avodah unique to Yom Kippur, such as the 2 confessions recited upon the bull of the Kohen Gadol, its slaughter and the sprinkling of its blood, the slaughter of the Sar Lashem and the sprinkling of its blood, and the burning of the Keteris inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also referred to as Avodas Penim, the inner Avodah, because it includes entering the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Big Day Zav. Generally, the Kohen Gadol wears Shmei Begodim, 8 garments while he performs the Avodah. These are referred to as Big Day Zav, because some of them contain gold threads. Big Day Lavan. When performing Avodas Hayoyim, the Kohen Gadol wears 4 white linen garments like those worn by a Kohen Hedjut. Rubai Shel Echad Kemayu. The Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin teaches us that the severing of the majority of either of the 2 simanim, the kana, the trachea, or the veshet of an animal, is halachically considered as if the entire siman was cut. Roiv Echad Ba'if, V'roiv Shnayim Be'behema. The shechita of fowl requires the severing of only 1 of the 2 simanim. As long as either the kana, the trachea, or the veshet, the esophagus, has been cut in a halachically valid manner, the shechita is valid. An animal, however, requires the severing of both simanim for a valid shechita.